ukatuma. Imandera chabeure siku kweza ukatuma. Kairi umani kumbuka chabe chikayuma. Chikayuma. Chiku kango nilangisa baby.
Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM.
Upfront and reliable.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
An association for small-scale miners has urged government to prioritize safety in youth empowerment mining activities. Government has been urged to increase the budgetary allocation towards addressing gender-based violence. Within international news, Mali coup leaders want backing to be declared president for the next 5 years. And within sports news, Ivorian winger Amad Diallo has returned to Manchester United's full training sessions.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shakaina Sakala. The Association for Small-Scale Miners has called on government to prioritize safety measures if mined-up sites on the Copperbelt are handed over to youths as part of ongoing empowerment initiatives. This appeal comes in the wake of recent unrest in Chingola District, where a group of youths staged protests demanding access to mineral-rich dump sites for economic opportunities. Speaking within an interview with our Copperbelt News Bureau, Kelvin Tembo, acting president of the association, expressed full support for the utilization of Black Mountain dump sites to empower youths. However, he emphasized the urgent need to develop and implement comprehensive safety protocols to guide mining operations once access is granted.
Because you and I have got a very good history over what has happened in the past with this operation. So if we do not want what has occurred before to reoccur, I think the best to happen is to inculcate the aspect of safety. The safety talk should be priority number one. These people that require empowerment, are they ready to adhere to safety guidelines? And these operations should be nothing to start without the engagement of the Mine Safety Department. We all know that. That if there is a department that understands or that knows how to do any safety on the mine, it's a mine safety department. So even before the initiation of everything, let the mine safety department lead this way. But I think we all know that there are very few jobs. We all want our people to work. We all want them to have to earn a living. But I think that should not be done with the aspect of us ignoring the fact that we've had a lot of fatalities in the past.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mulenga has reiterated Zambia's commitment to deepening economic and trade relations with India. Speaking when the Indian High Commissioner to Zambia, Sri Alok Ranjan Jha, paid a courtesy call on him to discuss ways to enhance trade and investment opportunities and cooperation between Zambia and India, Mr. Mulenga acknowledged the historical relationship shared between Zambia and India, underpinned by shared values and a significant Indian community in Zambia. Mr. Mulenga also highlighted the importance of industrial sector development and its consumers to Zambia's economy, welcomed with collaboration with India on this matter.
And our relationships have been forged long pre-independence, and that we should strengthen it. India and Zambia have held strong bilateral relationships, but I think the time has come now when we move from political bilateral strength to trade and investment strength. You may be aware that, look, we've got a large, if anything, the foreign, or should I say, descent that we have in Zambia, the largest community is India. Why? Because of our historic ties. They've integrated in our communities and we live as one. So now, given the ties that we have and what we can achieve together.
The meeting highlighted strong partnerships between two countries and explored opportunities for expansion of trade, investment and growth beyond traditional sectors. The two sides identified key areas for collaboration, including agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, machinery and industrial technology, trade in services, and strengthening in the industrial sector development. And Mr. Sri Alok Ranja noted that trade volumes between the two countries reached $1 billion prior to 2019, but have since declined. He expressed desire to reverse this trend through the renewed cooperation.
If meat and drink is trade and commerce, there's no exaggeration there. So while people to people, cultural affairs, political linkages, etc., are important as they were. But the real challenge of today's diplomacy lies in trade and issues related to it, because pretty much everything links to it, whether it's technology, whether it's tourism, whether it's, and you look at any important area, you mentioned health.
The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has called on government to demonstrate its commitment to ending gender-based violence, GBV, by increasing the budgetary allocation towards addressing this problem. According to the latest GBV statistics for the first quarter of 2025, published by the Zambia Police, 11,177 cases were recorded, representing a 15.2% increase from the 9,700 cases in the first quarter of 2024. NGOCC Executive Director Anumbewe Anamela says the increase in the cases of GBV demonstrates the magnitude of the problem the country is still faced with. Ms. Anamela stressed the need for well-equipped shelters and sustained awareness programs targeting various members of the public in both urban and rural areas. She has also challenged the government to attach urgency to the review of the Anti-GBV Act No. 1 of 2011, especially that a report under the Zambia Law Development Commission, the ZLDC, already exists with progressive proposals. Zambia Development Agency Director General Albert Halwampa has emphasized the importance of understanding each African country's trade strengths if the African Continental Free Trade Area is to succeed without intimidation or dominance. Speaking during the stakeholders' meeting with Committee on Legislation and International Agreements, Mr. Halwampa highlighted the need for increased export funding to help Zambia compete with larger African economies and to grow its export market. He also pointed out that Africa remains the least integrated continent in the terms of intracontinental trade, with only 20% of trade occurring among African countries compared to Asia, where intra-regional trade stands at around 60%. Mr. Halwampa expressed optimism that this situation can be reversed, but only if African nations begin to understand, but also to begin to leverage each other's strengths.
Africa's population is 1.2 billion. 1.2 billion means 1.2 billion consumers, eh? The market size, people who can buy and sell. So we can trade with ourselves, okay? You go to maybe Middle East, you see a lot of trading with each other. You see the Americas, there's a lot of trading within that area. So the African Continental Free Trade Area is a powerful platform with a market size of 1.2 billion people and a GDP, $3.4 trillion worth of richness, if I may call it that way, for Africa to get to the level of other regions. And also, it's meant to create jobs. The more we export, the more revenue we earn, the more we plan and expand our companies. So we are saying, you as SMEs, pay attention to the African continental trade area, because you need to grow.
And Zambia Indigenous Tour Operators President Patson Chifumbe added that the initiative is well thought out, but stated that the country is not ready for Africa trade. Mr. Chifumbe added that one of the challenges that should be looked at before the implementation of the Africa Free Trade is political stability and local economic growth.